Each month on All Things Considered, we turn to our listeners to find out what music is making them move, groove, or maybe even think. We've heard Japanese pop music, classical symphonies, bossa nova, even tiki tunes. This week, we welcome 13-year-old Ellis Greer and her father, Mike Greer. They're in the studios of member station WUOT in Knoxville, Tennessee. Greers, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Linda.
Now, let me start with you, Ellis. You wrote to tell us about some of the music that you and your father listened to together. And I want to just get right to the first song on your list, because I think everybody will recognize it from the first notes. That is, of course, Cream, The Sunshine of Your Love.
It's getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my
love. Oh, yeah.
Now, it's pure classic rock. So, did Mike pick this one?
Well, I actually turned Ellis on to Eric Clapton several months ago when she began playing guitar. I suggested that she listen to Eric because he's such a wonderful guitar player. And the first song I introduced her to was Layla. But she went beyond that, of course, and has really enjoyed this song the most out of our collection of Clapton songs.
Ellis, what is it that you like about the song?
I just love the general sound. I love the way his voice works. Just the simplicity of it. In fact, I'm learning to play the guitar part on my guitar. I usually find myself most attracted to old rock.
Me too. But I've got an excuse. That's my music. What's your excuse?
Well, I ride in the car with my dad a lot, and we usually listen to oldies, rock and roll, oldies pop a lot.
Now, your second selection is something completely different. Ellis, this must have been your pick. It is a song from the album Elefunk by the Black Eyed Peas.
Listen up, y'all. Listen closely, y'all.
Ellis, what is this called?
The Apple Song, but it's not apple as in the fruit you eat, as in APL, because the guy who's singing or rapping, his name is Apple the App.
Listen closely, oh, I got a story to tell. A version of my ghetto where life felt for real. Some would call it hell, but to me, it was heaven. God gave me the grace, amazing ways of living. How would you feel if you had to catch a meal?
It's about his homeland, the Philippines, and the chorus is in, I think the language is called Tagalog.
Tagalog is, we consulted friends from the Philippines, and they said Tagalog.
Tagalog. And the translation is something like, come here, my friends, I'm going to tell you something about my homeland.
Listen up, y'all.
What about it speaks to you?
I like the sound, and I like the slow rhythm of it. It's just a good song to just hang out and just sort of slowly nod your head to.
What about you, Mike?
This is really probably the first time I've listened to a lot of hip-hop, and I've really enjoyed this. I first heard this listening in the car one day with Ellis, and this tune and many of the tunes on here just immediately grabbed me. I've always appreciated the fact that hip-hop tells a story, often poignant stories, wonderful stories, even poetry in many ways, but none of it ever really grabbed me like this, and it's just sweet.
Ellis, you originally mentioned a different Black Eyed Peas song, which is called Hey Mama. It's kind of more of a party song, and it has profanity. Some of the lyrics are a little risque. Do you and your father talk about music with language like that and ideas like that?
You know, the voice is, you can view it as a percussion instrument, and I really like being able to use the voice as a percussion instrument, as in talking quickly and precisely. But when you really get into the profanity and the partying, it just seems kind of like a sellout to me.
Now, I'm fascinated by this playlist, Ellis, because it is so varied. Here's another another choice. This is Tears of Pearls from the album Savage Garden.
Is love really the tragedy, the way you might describe? Or would a thousand lovers still leave you cold inside, make you cry? And
The group is called Savage Garden, and so is the album. Probably everyone but me knows that. This is a kind of romantic song, Tears of Pearls.
Yeah, a lot of the music is kind of that anguished romance thing.
What do you think about anguished romance?
I don't know. I just like the way they do their songs. It seems pretty unique.
Mike, what's your view of this one?
I tend to be drawn to dark things, and most of the songs on this album are dark, about hurt. I'm just kind of drawn to that and to the lyrics and how they describe all that hurt and the survival after the hurt.
I guess the kind of music implies something a little less dark than the words do, so maybe as a psychiatrist that works for you.
Yes.
You deal with darkness in your work?
I deal with darkness and human suffering day in and day out. So I probably find that music I like or the reading I like tends to be somewhat intense and realistic and maybe dark.
Now, the two of you, I gather, play music. Ellis, you've told us that you play the guitar.
Yes, I do.
Mike, what's your instrument?
I picked up the mandolin about half a year ago.
The two of you play together?
We do. Part of my learning has been to learn what are called fiddle tunes, which often are precursors to bluegrass. And Ellis has begun playing the chord accompaniment with me. And so it's a new realm of music for us.
The recording that we have of the two of you playing, what is the song?
It's Soldier's Joy.
Soldier's Joy is an old fiddle tune that probably originated sometime in the 1700s in the British Isles. And fiddle tunes were originally written for dance music.
Ellis and Mike Greer of Knoxville, Tennessee, thank you very much for sharing your music with us.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Now, if you'd like to find out more about the music that Ellis and Mike selected, you can go to npr.org. If you want to tell us what you're listening to, send us an email to watc@npr.org. Please put the words listening to in the subject line and include your telephone number so we can call you. What Are You Listening To is produced by Susan Stone. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.